Online Podcast June 22nd, 2005.
Hello everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. I am right now out on the street looking for a place where I can get a snacky. Isn't there like a McDonald's here somewhere? Maybe not. I thought there was a McDonald's somewhere around here. Nope. It's a Radio Shack. Oh, there's a Wendy's. Let's do Wendy's. Are they open? Wendy's open till 1 a.m. Oh my god. Like 10 cars in the queue. Oh, here's a McDonald's. I just missed it. It was just right in front of me. I guess I could do this too. I don't know. Oh, it opens 24 hours. Well, since I'm here, I'll just do this. Oy. Open till 2 a.m., but the sign says open 24 hours. So I'm at a Wendy's. Not Wanda, but Wendy's. Not Wanda, but Wendy's. I'm kind of hungry. I really just want a fry and and get a, what is that thing called, flurry? That kind of like a chocolate shake thing. Maybe I can do a small burger with the biggie size fries. I don't know what I want. Let's see what they have. Frosty, it's called Frosty in the world. What did I say, flurry? Small Frosties, maybe, and a large fry. I'm hungry. Maybe I'll get, I won't get chili because there might be fingers. Music's not for my car, music's from the vehicle behind me. So I'm hungry, we didn't have dinner, so we are here to, I'm here. Okay, I'm gonna order now.
Got that, your order please.
Yes, I'll have two medium frosties. Yeah, and one large, the biggest fries you can have.
That's the right biggie.
Yes, that please. That's it.
434, thank you.
Great biggie fries. Oh, gosh, my window. Don't break. My window won't come up. Okay. So I hope they take credit cards. Actually, I might just pay with cash. Then I'll get to break my 20. Then I can pay back my friend who bought me something that I still owe him like $3.50-ish. So I'm waiting in line. There's at least 4 cars in front of me. But I'm glad that they're gonna get me. I've ordered a big fries. Okay, so do you guys have like midnight munchies? I always do. Well, tonight is slightly different because I actually am hungry, because I know it's not healthy. We're getting fries and Frosties, which is like milkshake-ish kind of thing. But we didn't have dinner, so I came out to get snackies. So I was saying, do you guys have munchies? Midnight munchies especially. I know it's really bad for my health and figure, but I just cannot break the habit. You know, growing up Chinese and growing up in Penang, you know, food is 90% of who you are. And so it is really hard to break that habit. And we usually at night, if we don't make some midnight snack of maybe a chocolate drink or coffee, or yeah, coffee even, coffee for midnight snack, with say crackers or cookies or even sometimes ramen noodles, sometimes even more, we would go out or we would do takeouts. And one thing that I cannot get used to is moving here to the Midwest is no stores, and it's probably true also anywhere else in America, is that you cannot find decent food after the restaurants are closed. Well, you know, the typical restaurant hours, 9-10 o'clock. And that's something that I cannot stand, because I always like to have the option at least to eat when I'm hungry in the middle of the night. And if you're from Penang, I'm from Penang, I grew up in Penang, you can literally, and you know, I'm not even kidding, I'm not exaggerating, if you want food in the middle of the night at 3:15, you can, you know, drive out there and find yourself some kind of food, nice, good, decent food. I mean, it's not a sit-down restaurant, but you can at least go to the hawkers or do like a food stalls, or what we call like a food court kind of environment, and casual environment, and eat there. Which I really miss after I move here, which is probably good. But you know, we have McDonald's and we have whatever I'm in right now, Wendy's, and so that's kind of not quite the same. Not as if you go out there and, you know, get a plate of char kway teow, or go out and get murtabak or roti canai, teh tarik, even like, you know, panggang fish, you know, siu hu. Oh my god, I'm so hungry, and all I'm having is fries and frosty. But that's better than nothing. Oh, there is a restaurant here in Kansas City actually, who sells what is it, Asian food, like Hong Kong style snacks, like pot rice porridge and stuff like that. So that's good to know, or you know, good to have. I think they open for business until 1 or 2 o'clock. I think they close at 1, but it only is available on Friday. Better than nothing, really. And they do have great food. They have pretty authentic Chinese Hong Kong style cooking. One of my favorite is their Teng Zai Zhuk, and Teng Zai Zhuk is like a seafood rice porridge, and also my favorite Pei Dan Zhuk. Pei Dan Zhuk is, you know, century egg, those really black, dark, it's black egg that's been, I think, preserved in some kind of ammonia. I don't know, something like that. If you know about it, just let me know. I don't really know what it's made. It's preserved food, but just don't know what it is used. What is used to preserve those eggs? Okay, I'm up to the paying counter. Oh, there's only one window. It is 11:35. I'm getting two medium frosties and...
Can I take your order, please? What time?
Okay, how do I get out of this place? I'm so tempted to eat the fries, but I don't want to chew and swallow while I'm recording. I know it's kind of gross when I listen to it back, especially my... It's not so much the chewing and the swallowing, it's my jaw popping that is gross to me. Okay, I am... at the intersection. Oh, this car is coming really fast. I hope it'll stop. Okay. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm gonna have some fries, okay? You'll fast forward through it if I'm gonna have my fries. I'm so sorry, I apologize, and that we take care of everything. So, I don't know. If this is gross to you, you can skip forward, or if I'm not lazy, I'll edit it out. I'm probably right now leaning toward the lazy side, so. Fries. That's right, the boss. I cannot do it. Bruce can do a perfect impersonation of Rosie O'Donnell in Riding the Bus with My Sister. See, I still think that McDonald's fries is the best. Chocolate Dale by any means. I hope you're still listening. Chris, are you still listening to my shows? I will be emailing you soon. If you're listening to this, no, send me an email or something. I'm from Minneapolis, yeah, did I say that? Yeah. I wonder if Wonder Wisdom wants to meet. She's probably busy. Oh, I'm going to Minneapolis. Sometime this summer. I will be in touch with those people who wants to meet in St. Louis. I mean, oh God. I was thinking meet me in St. Louis. Who wants to meet me in Minneapolis? Because I have a listener in Minneapolis. And I'm thinking about going to the Malaysian restaurant. We don't have any good Malaysian restaurant. We don't have a Malaysian restaurant here in Kansas City that I know of. Good one, especially. So, last time I went to Chicago, I didn't go to any Malaysian restaurant, but I was just in Malaysia last winter holiday, so. Well, now it's about time for me to get my fix. Malaysian food. Like I said, you know. Let me finish chewing them. This is rude. I know this is rude. I'm sorry. Like I was telling you, food is 90% of somebody growing up in my, you know, my family and the environment. One day I'll do a whole show about food. I've probably told you this a few times already. I'm going to devote a whole show about food because I feel food is such a strong connection to my life and who I am. And I'm not talking about the size. I'm not talking about when I'm in good shape. And talk about how delicious the food tastes, and in what and why we are so emotionally attached to our food. They're not always a bad thing. Oprah says if you're emotionally attached to your food, then you tend to have weight issues, which I do. So I think she's right. I'm still not at the point where I can successfully detach food with my emotion. That's why I'm not successful in controlling my weight. I don't like exercise either, so I'm screwed. This rice is not good at all. It's better than nothing. Something to munch on. I have my grandmother's attitude. My grandmother has diabetes. My parents, my dad mostly, my dad's mom has diabetes. Not self-diagnosed like Mr. Poos's. Doctor's diagnosed. She's always controlling, well, the family is trying to control her sugar consumption, the rice and everything. And she doesn't care. She has hypertension, high blood pressure. She doesn't care. She eats all what she wants. And then when my dad says, you know, that's going to kill you. You have to watch your diet. And she said, at least I'll die happy and full. So I kind of have that attitude. So, oh my god, I'm going to be wet. I'm home now. So that's a little bit about my food. I'll talk more about it next time too. It's more specific to more specific shows about specific kind of food and what kind of food I grew up with. Yeah, that'd be a good one. And oh, I'm tangled. So I'm gonna have to stop the show now because my microphone and my iRiver and my seat belt is all tangled together. So thank you so very much. Go out and have a good meal. Excuse me. Enjoy your good meal. I think it's really a waste when you are eating because you're hungry. You want to eat your food, like savor the food. So go out and have a good meal, and that would put a good smile on your face. Trust me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for subscribing. Visit my website for comments and everything else. Email at onlinepodcast.com and online@gmail.com is my email, and my phone number is 206-888-JOHN. Have a good time, enjoy a good meal, and don't forget to smile and eat. Bye bye. Am I recording? Am I recording? Yes. Oh, goodness.